This is BBC Radio 4.
26 minutes to 8. Now, what's going to be the main issue at the next general election? According to Ken Livingstone, Mayor of London, it will be the environment. There's been a great deal of discussion about climate change and its effects at this Labour conference. We heard David Miliband, the Environment Secretary, on the programme the other day, saying he'd been scared by the latest evidence in the last few months. We can certainly expect David Cameron to make it one of his most important themes at the Conservative Party conference in Bournemouth next week. But Mr. Livingstone thinks that Labour is not yet being radical enough. He joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
If you were to put a radical edge on Labour's pledges on the environment for the next election, what would it be?
I think I'd start with the warning we had last week from the Climate Change Centre, the Tyndall Centre, that we may only have 4 to 10 years to actually bring down carbon emissions, and if we can't do it in that time, we'll get an irreversible tipping point and we won't be able to do it after that, and the world will just heat up on a scale we've not conceived. So it's really urgent. And one of the real problems we've got, Tony Blair in his speech on Monday pointed out that we've cut carbon emissions well ahead of our Kyoto target in Britain. But all that we have saved in terms of reducing carbon emissions has been taken up by the dramatic increase in air travel. And I think if we're absolutely honest, we have to go into that election saying that there'll be a sort of carbon tax that actually means that everybody flying in a plane pays for the cost of the carbon that the plane is emitting. And we use that money with major new drive to plant new trees or whatever. But I think the mere fact that you do that will help to bring the growth in aviation travel down.
In other words, you think you have to tax people off planes and there's no choice?
There is no choice. If we continue to see the aircraft industry expanding at the rate it's done over the last 30 years, then there is no chance of the world being able to get the carbon emissions reductions we want. And we just got to be honest about that.
If you talk to Douglas Alexander and David Miliband, the two ministers at Transport and Environment who are very concerned with this, they tend to, how can I put it, avoid the question of airlines because they argue, and Mr. Miliband was saying this in the programme, that really one of the very important aspects of this is you've got to bring people with you, which is sort of code for saying if you just bash them, you won't actually get anywhere because you won't change individual behaviour, and in the end, that's what's going to make a difference. Do you accept anything in that argument?
Well, I think you need actually to persuade people to carry them with you, but at the same time you need to actually ensure that people recognise the real cost of the carbon emissions that they're making. I've made the same case about we need to have water metering in this country now. In Britain we're using about a third more water than the rest of people in Europe because we waste it because once you've paid your water bill, however much you use, doesn't affect the cost. And I mean we one of the things, as I showed the congestion charge, you do a good thing like lots more buses so people have got an alternative, but you also need the penalty of that charge to help us make the shift, and it's a balance of all those things.
It's interesting that, of course, one of the themes in Tony Blair's farewell speech here, to the conference speech anyway, was about the balance between liberty and security, the extent to which he believed that traditional liberties had to be infringed in defence of security, and he argued, some people here disagree with him, but he argued that people accepted that. You seem to be arguing much the same case with respect to the environment.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what I've noticed, we introduced the congestion charge that had an effect, but we've had this incredible discovery of the last month, where Mori polling showed that whereas 4 years ago, virtually 4 out of 10 Londoners use their car every day of the week, that figure is now down to 18%. Now, very little of that will be the congestion charge, and some of it will be people saying the buses are better. I think a lot of it is people realising there is a problem, and they're starting to use their cars less. And so I think there'll be some people will never forgive us if we have a carbon charge on their airline ticket, but I think the vast majority will recognise if we don't do this, we are going to leave to our children an absolutely horrendous environmental situation, which it may be too late to do anything about.
Ken Livingstone, thanks.